Fred Film Radio.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the opening night of the German Film Festival in Sydney, in conversation with Bettina Kinski, the festival curator. Good evening, Bettina.
Hello, Cristiana. Nice to see you here.
Good to see you again in the flesh, in person.
Yeah, finally. Yeah,
I think last time was
2019.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, a long time ago. Good to be back.
Indeed. So let's talk about the 2023 edition of the German Film Festival, presented by Palace in association with German Films. And this year it showcases a lineup of 33 films, if I'm correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Some of them directly from the Berlinale and other major festivals in Europe, plus a selection of films from Austria and Switzerland. So let's talk about the highlights for this year's festival.
We have a lot of highlights. It's really hard. As you mentioned, we have 33 films this year. It's our biggest festival, I think, that we had.
Ever,
and I
right?
might say also the boldest festival. You mentioned we have five films from this year's Berlinale, the Berlin International Film Festival. That is fantastic. Our special presentation films, Sissy and I and Ingeborg Bachmann, Journey into the Desert, are both from this year's Berlinale. And we have our centerpiece film, The Teacher's Lounge, directed by Ilka Shattuck, that just also world premiered in Berlin. And The Teacher's Lounge is, for me, quite a special film. It's a beautiful drama of a young idealistic teacher in her first role at a high school. And what is interesting is, there's a series of thefts going on, and she starts to investigate. And the more she tries to get to the bottom of it, the more she finds herself conflicted on different kind of fronts: outraged teachers, parents, angry, aggressive students. And she gets closer to her breaking point. And I thought it was a fantastic drama, almost a thriller, and one of the must-sees in our festival.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's well described at the centerpiece of the festival. It seems a very, very interesting story, and narrated in a very, from different perspectives. So it's really one not to be missed.
Yeah, just also received 7 nominations for the German Film Award. We have to be a bit patient here, because the German Film Awards are mid-May, the 12th of May. But I'm sure this film will win, quite a few awards.
Yeah, we'll watch that space. I just also want to talk about the retrospective. Focus on the music scene in Berlin in the 80s. And it also features Christiana F., which was really one of those iconic movies of the 80s.
Yeah, so tell us more about... Horrific title. Horrific title. People will remember it. But also a great film. So yes, we have this retrospective, Music, Art and Chaos, and a transmission from Berlin. And we take audiences on a journey to music worlds and the music scene and underground worlds in Berlin through different decades: the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and we feature, like you said, Christiane F., Wir Kinder vom Bahnhof Zoo, David Bowie is the film features him, and also his soundtrack is majorly by him. And then we have Wim Wenders' Wings of Desire, always a great classic that people love to see on the big screen for good reason. And then we also have a film called B-Movie, Lust and Sound, in West Berlin. And that's a super interesting film that centers around a guy from Manchester called Mark Reeder, who is a very influential music producer, who takes us through the film, because... The film stars lots of stars, Blixa Bargeld, Nena, Die Toten Hosen, Die Ärzte, or also Nick Cave, but all of them are very, very young and just at the start of their career. And that's really interesting to watch. So Mark Reeder takes us through Berlin in the 80s from start to ending. And he became a super influential music producer. He later discovered Paul von Dyk and other techno DJs. So that's really something for all the music lovers, a must see.
Oh, like a time machine, right?
Absolutely, you're transported back.
Bettina, there is another very interesting section of the film festival with a focus on female filmmakers. Yeah. Would you like to tell our audience a little bit about that section?
So in our program, we have a section called Frauen am Werk, focus on female directors. But I have to say that also films beyond this section, we have films with female directors. So also our documentaries are both directed by female filmmakers, which is great. So this year we have in total 12 films directed by women, which is, I think, a great outcome. We're not yet quite there at 50%. Yeah, I'd love to say that. But I think we are on a good way. And not a lot of film nations, I think, can say that women are still dramatically underrepresented in the film industry. But yeah, so we want to put a highlight, well, like a focus on it, and we have fantastic films that are directed by female filmmakers in our program.
Yeah, and I was very pleased because this goes in pair with the section on female filmmakers that Sydney Film Festival always have, and this is great to see that this kind of focus on female directors is emerging and is becoming not mainstream yet, but we are getting there.
Out of those, I definitely gonna would recommend the film Sissy and I. It's an Austrian Swiss.
I've already seen it.
Oh yeah, how do you like it? It's unconventional.
We can mention definitely. It was a great film. Also, the cinematography was spectacular, and the way in which the story is told is just, you know, very unconventional and very captivating.
Yeah, I found it very amusing. I found it very funny at times, but yeah, beautiful film.
Yeah,
people
indeed
will hopefully enjoy it.
Since we're talking about female directors and big films, I would like to go back to the film that you mentioned before in your highlights, Ingeborg Bachmann, by, how can you say, Margarete von Trotta. You just can't say Margarete and everybody knows who Margarete is in the film industry, right?
Yes, she was the ex-wife of Volker Schlöndorff, who is next to Wim Wenders and Rainer Werner Herzog and Fassbinder, like part of the new German cinema movement. And she has done so many films. And yeah, this year we're excited to have Ingeborg Bachmann, Journey into the Desert by Margarete von Trotta in our lineup, which stars the wonderful Vicky Krieps. Always a festival highlight, favorite.
Yeah, indeed. So really, congratulations for this fantastic lineup. As you said, this is probably the biggest German film festival ever here in Australia. So fingers crossed. So thank you so much for your time, Bettina.
Thank you for having me, Christina.
And the German Film Festival opens tonight in Sydney and it runs nationally until May 24th. I've been talking to Bettina Kinski, the festival curator of the German Film Festival, and I'm Christina Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.